Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society at Emerson and Wooden Avenues. Let's talk history today and next time, too, about the Wooden Brothers for whom Wooden Avenue is named. They, Alvin, or Alice, age 18, and his brother Charlie, 16, arrived a year before their father in 1887. They were among the very early pioneers in the Chelan Valley. They were hunters in this bountiful game paradise. They sent over 200 pelts to the Smithsonian Museum. This story, told in first person by Allie to Kathy Fillon Wooden, is about a near-tragic hunting trip up lake. I quote, "I," says Allie, "had an experience that I hope never to repeat. It still gives me a chill whenever I recall it. My brother Charlie and friend George and I decided to go some 40 miles up lake to hunt. In places, the magnificent mountains rose straight up from the lake so that no boat could be beached. There was one small place, a little sandbar someone had built a small cabin, now used by hunters and quite close to Bear Creek, which tumbled over a little falls into the lake. We arrived by means of rowing and sailing our skiff. The weather was cold and clear, but the Chinooks were blowing, so we would have to be very careful when in deep snow, as it might settle and slide with no warning at all. That is one of the most dangerous things that can happen in the mountains. One is simply at the mercy of the slide. Charlie and I left for high country. We thought we might get high enough to get a pair of mountain goats and maybe a buck deer. We sighted a magnificent buck. I stationed my brother west of me, and he kept his eye on me so I could give him a sign when and where to come within shooting range of the great buck. Without warning, the snow settled and began to slide with me. No warning at all. I had gotten into deeper snow than I realized. Charlie saw what was happening, but was helpless, except to see where I might end up, if he could see me at all. I was really caught in that snow slide. It took me several hundred feet in a flash. Then, where rugged rocks and scrub timber was, the snow slowed a little and for most part stopped. I wasn't. I shot off to the side onto an icy crust, gaining speed. That must have carried me at least 500 feet. It was fairly smooth and quite steep. I recalled things I hadn't thought about in years. All of a sudden, I realized that directly in front of me was a log, but I just went right through it like a bullet through cheese. It was rotten. This must have been where I let go of my Winchester. The next thing I knew, I was sitting in a puddle of water in Bear Creek. The creek tumbled on down the mountain in a very steep place. My rifle was not far from me and was full of ice and snow and was now quite useless. My clothes were soaked, so I made a depression in the snow where sun hit the canyon wall, removed my clothes, wrung them out, and put them back on. Pretty chilly business. But we always dressed for the mountains, with Mackinaw suits, lumberman rubbers, and German socks. A person could sleep damp for several hours in clothing like this without serious damage. It was mid-afternoon by now, and I knew it would certainly be dark before I could get out. Next time, we'll continue this adventure.